Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, May 31st. Coming up in today's episode, rape accused Prajwal Ravanna granted police custody till June 6th. Pune Porsche crash co-passengers' statements against the accused. Rajasthan High Court demands that heat wave be deemed a national emergency. Last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Donald Trump becomes the first former US president to become a convicted felon. And ministry takes cognizance of Air India flight delays. First up, updates from two of the biggest headline makers in crime this month. Karnataka's Hasan MP and rape accused Prajwal Ravanna, who was arrested early this morning from Bengaluru airport on his return from Germany, has been sent to police custody till June 6th. Prajwal Ravanna is accused of assaulting multiple women, and hundreds of videos of his alleged crimes were obtained by Bengaluru police last month. The Janata Dal secular leader, who is also the candidate from the Hasan Lok Sabha seat from NDA, had left for Germany on April 27th, a day after polling in his constituency and the day an SIT was formed to look into the videos allegedly showing him sexually assaulting multiple women. During his bail plea today, the special investigation team argued, and I quote, "He requested a week to appear before the SIT but never showed up as promised. Their advocate claimed that he was travelling but never mentioned that he was abroad," unquote. The prosecution said that it is difficult to get the victims to come forward with their statements, and for that, it is necessary to grant custodial interrogation of the accused, and had sought a 14-day custody. The verdict on the anticipatory bail of his mother Bhavani Ravanna is also expected today. And next, from Pune, two friends of the 17-year-old teen at the heart of the Pune Porsche crash have claimed that the boy was drunk when he killed two people while driving his father's ₹2.5 crore supercar, police sources told NDTV this morning. Witnesses had told the cops that the car was travelling at about 200 km per hour when it slammed into a bike carrying Anisha Vadhya and Ashwini Koshta, both 24 years old. The force of the impact meant Mr. Avadhya and Ms. Koshta, both IT professionals from Madhya Pradesh, were thrown up in the air and then flunked into parked cars. She died on the spot, while Mr. Avadhya died in a hospital. Witnesses had earlier also said the boy seemed to be heavily drunk when detained by an angry crowd that formed after the accident. There were reports that the boy was assaulted by the crowd, and police say that they will look into these people as well. Pune police, who have come under fire for lapses in investigation and preferential treatment, have vowed to build a watertight case even without the potentially contaminated blood tests. It was alleged that doctors involved in the investigation had switched his blood sample with someone else's so that his blood report would come clean and not show any traces of alcohol. There were also allegations of a big cover-up by the family and some officials involved in the investigation. His father and grandfather are both in police custody for their attempted cover-up, conspiracy to tamper evidence, and illegally detaining their family driver to coerce him into taking the blame for the accident. And next, the current heatwave situation needs to be declared as a national emergency. The Rajasthan High Court has urged the centre. The heatwave condition in the country continues to get more dire as multiple states have reported or suspected deaths due to heatstroke-related ailments. In Odisha, 28 people have died across several districts according to local reports due to suspected heat-related ailments, official sources said. Two deaths due to heatstrokes have been confirmed by authorities in Rourkela. More people are undergoing treatment at hospital due to heat-related issues as several places in Odisha are reeling under a heat wave. Meanwhile, Bihar's death count stands at 20. Aurangabad reported 16 deaths within 2 hours last night, all suspected to be heatstroke-related. Aurangabad was the hottest spot in Bihar yesterday with maximum temperature at over 48 degrees Celsius. While 4 deaths in Nalanda have been confirmed, where over 20 people were hospitalized yesterday, and at least 4 people died in Jharkhand due to heatwave-related symptoms, sources said. Coming back to the court in Rajasthan, which has suffered through some of the hottest weather in recent days, with temperatures reaching 47 degrees, the court said that authorities had failed to take appropriate steps to protect the public from the heat. Quote, due to extreme weather conditions in the form of heat wave, hundreds of people have lost their lives this month, the court said on Thursday. It added, quote, we do not have a planet B we can move into. If we do not take strict action now, we will lose the chance of seeing our future generations flourish forever, unquote. The court directed the state government to set up compensation funds for relatives of any person who dies as a result of heat ailments. Reminded that Kota earlier this week had reported around 14 people dying on the streets and suspected it was due to heat-related reasons. It hasn't been confirmed yet. Ruling on the current heat wave and such events in the future, it also said India should begin declaring them national calamities. This would allow the mobilization of emergency relief in a similar manner to floods, cyclones, and natural disasters. Tomorrow is the final sprint towards the finish line of Lok Sabha elections 2024, with the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. And the world's largest polling marathon is drawing close to an end. A total of 904 candidates from 57 parliamentary constituencies across 8 states and union territories are vying for seats. With the voting scheduled for Saturday, June 1st, and the counting of votes to be held on June 4th. Tomorrow, 42 assembly constituencies in Odisha will also go to polls. Punjab has the highest number of seats in this phase, with all 13 seats in the state voting tomorrow. And Bengal has the second highest with 8 seats. Big faces being tested tomorrow include Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib, Ravi Kishan from Gorakhpur, and Kangana Ranaut from Mandi. These were the BJP star candidates, and from Congress there is Ajay Rai from Varanasi going against the Prime Minister, Vikramaditya Singh from Mandi, Charanjit Singh Channi from Jalandhar, and from Trinamool we have Abhishek Banerjee from Diamond Harbour. Breaking from breaking news, soaring temperatures in Delhi have proven to be too much for some courts, and they are putting to test a law in place since 1961 that requires lawyers to wear heavy black robes and coats. At least 3 high courts have permitted lawyers to discard the robes and coats for the summer, although the Supreme Court is being urged to make it a general rule for all lawyers in the country. Now back to news. Donald Trump has become the first former U.S. president to be ever convicted of a crime after a New York jury found him guilty on all charges in his hush money case, months before an election that could see him return to the White House. The jury found him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide a payment meant to silence porn star Stormy Daniels. He could in theory be sentenced to 4 years behind bars for each count, but is more likely to receive probation. The 77-year-old Republican, who was released without a bail, is now a felon, a historic and startling first in a country where presidents are frequently described as the most powerful man in the world. Trump, however, is not barred from continuing his battle to unseat President Joe Biden in November, even in the unlikely event that he goes to prison, and he voiced immediate defiance. Quote, I'm a very innocent man, unquote, Trump told reporters, and promised that the real verdict would come from voters on November 4th. He branded the trial rigged and a disgrace. Biden's campaign issued a statement saying that trial showed no one is above the law. It added that the threat Trump poses to our democracy has never been greater. Judge Juan Merchan set sentencing for July 11th, 4 days before the Republican National Conventions in Milwaukee, where Trump is due to receive the party's formal nomination. The 12-member jury had deliberated for more than 11 hours over 2 days before the foreman read out the unanimous conclusion within a matter of minutes. Merchan thanked the jurors for completing the difficult and stressful task. Their identities had been kept secret throughout the proceedings, a rare practice more often seen in cases involving mafia or other violent defendants. Now, whether or not Trump goes to prison is most likely that he is not, according to BBC. as Trump has no former felon charges and his non-violent crime falls under Category E, which according to experts sees very few imprisonments. The BBC report also claimed that he is most likely to get a fine or at most a house arrest. And lastly, Air India was issued a notice by the Aviation Ministry after a 20-hour delay on a Delhi-San Francisco flight. Visuals from Delhi Airport showed passengers of the flight lying down along an aerobridge corridor and many complained about fainting inside the plane without air conditioning. The flight was delayed due to operational reasons, and by the time the issue was resolved, flight duty time limitations kicked in, Air India sources told NDTV. The airlines have been asked to explain why arrangements were not in place to lessen the misery of the passengers in Delhi, which has been recording temperatures of nearly 50 degrees Celsius. Quote, "It has come to the notice of the DGCA that flights were inordinately delayed and passengers were put to discomfort due to insufficient cooling in the cabin," unquote. The aviation regulator DGCA said in a show cause notice. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.